The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never stop. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck.
I feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the
Hallelujah.
Wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
If you're tired of you, then say,
I just want to be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
Let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Who wanna do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you.
Jesus knows just how you feel.
Yes, sir. Question is,
do you want to be happy?
Took a long time, but I'm ready.
I just want to be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you want to be happy?
Yes. Pull over. Let him drive.
I just want to be happy.
Hello, you've reached Dr. Irie Session, coming to you all the way from Dallas at KEBN Radio. You are on Community Bible Study, and I can't wait to get started with tonight's lesson. But first, I want to make a comment about the song that you just heard, Wanna Be Happy by Kirk Franklin. I love that song. I just heard it recently, and it gave me something to think about. I hope it did to you. Do you want to be happy? Well, happiness can be found in Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. So tonight we are going to look at a scripture in Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. We're going to read through verse 42. Luke chapter 10, verse 38, stopping at verse 42. And we're going to be talking about something tonight that I know that most of us have to deal with, and that's communication. It's how we communicate effectively and in a healthy way. Communication is the key to good relationships. It's you got to communicate on your jobs. You have to communicate if you're in a relationship. You have to communicate if you go to a department store or to take the bus or whatever. Communication is an integral part of our lives, and too often we get it all wrong. We mess it up and we have miscommunication, which leads to all kind of trouble, wars, violence, fighting, disagreements, divorce, because we're not communicating in a healthy way. And so the passage that we're going to read tonight, I think, can help us take a look at some things that might help our communication become more healthy. And I'm going to begin at verse 38. Again, Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38. And hear the words of the text. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Well, you know, the first thing that catches me in this passage is that Martha felt some kind of way about what was going down in her home. And it is her home because the text clearly says that he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. It didn't say the home of her sister Mary and her brother Lazarus, but this particular text helps us to see that it was Mary's house. This was Martha's house. And so Martha felt some kind of way as Jesus and his disciples, because although it doesn't say it in this text, he was with his disciples. So Martha invited Jesus and at least 12 of his disciples into her home. And when he got there, as things began to progress, Martha obviously was checking things out, was looking around and seeing who's doing what and where everybody is. And she noticed her sister. Her sister wasn't helping her. Her sister was in another room, possibly sitting down, listening to Jesus. Now, wait a second. I got at least 13 people in my house, Martha, I'm sure, is thinking. Mary, the least you could do is bring your happy behind in here in the kitchen and help me take care of some of this business. And so what does Martha do? Martha goes and she asks Jesus a question. She asked Jesus a question and Jesus gave her an answer. Now, here's a lesson. Don't ask Jesus no question if you don't want the answer. Don't ask honest people, don't ask godly people, don't ask people who are walking in the spirit questions if you don't want the answers. And so Jesus came to Jesus and she asked him, she said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" Well, right off the bat, Martha, she knows that Jesus cares. She's clear about that, right? She's got a relationship with him. They're friends. So she seems to be appealing to his sense of compassion. "Do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" And she, here's how you know that she knows that Jesus cares about her. She says, tell her then to help me. Okay, so if you care, since you do care, Jesus, since you do care about me and what's good for me and how I feel and my emotions and all that good stuff, then tell her to come help me. Well, let me tell you what I like about this conversation, this interaction between Martha and Jesus. First of all, and this is going to help us in our efforts to develop healthy communication. First of all, remember I said that Martha felt some kind of way about what she saw going on in her own house with her sister not participating in the chores? Martha at least expressed how she felt. She expressed that she was frustrated, that she wanted her sister to help her, that she didn't appreciate having to do all of this by herself. She expressed her true feelings. Now, why might that be important in communication, in having healthy communication? Because too often, I think we expect people to guess how we're feeling. We expect people to read our minds for whatever reason. And there are many reasons why we resist being open and honest about how we really feel. Martha may have thought, oh, he's going to think this is silly, or he may criticize me, or he may not think this is important, or I may look silly. But she still expressed what she was thinking and how it was feeling to her to have to do this work alone. And that's important in communication. We must tell people the truth about how we feel. We must tell people the truth when they're doing things that irritate us, that bother us. Otherwise, how are they going to know? Crickets. They're not going to know. They're not going to know. All they're going to be able to do is to assume, is to guess, is to try to figure it out. And usually, when you try to figure things out like that, we're wrong. So Martha felt comfortable enough with Jesus to express her true feelings to him. So that's another thing. Not only is it important that we express our true feelings and our honest feelings, but that we do it with people that we know care about us, that we know trust us, that we know we can trust. It makes it easier when it's with people that we know we can trust. Right? That people that we know care for us. So if you're in a relationship, if you're married, if you've got a good girlfriend, a guy friend, and they do something that irritates you or that upsets you or hurts you, and you've been in a relationship with them for a while and they've proven to you that they really care about you, then you need to tell them. You need to tell them the truth about how you feel. Right? That's what I'm seeing here. And what happens when Martha opens up and tells Jesus the truth about what she's thinking, right? About how she's feeling. Then Jesus has an opportunity to go a little deeper with her. Jesus then tells her, the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. Martha, this ain't the only thing that gets your goat. This isn't the only situation where you get frustrated and flustered and upset. And this isn't the only situation that you worry about. Jesus said you're distracted by many things. And he tells her that you worried. Martha was a worrier. Martha probably liked things to be a certain way. Martha probably enjoyed knowing who's going to do what. Martha might have suffered from a little perfectionism. And Jesus nails her. He nails her complaining, or maybe not complaining, but he zeroes in on what's really going on with her, right? She worries. That's what happens with people who are perfectionists. They don't know how to handle when things don't go as planned. And so he tells her, that she's worried and she's distracted. So what happens when you are in a relationship with someone? And again, relationships don't have to just be about dating or marriage. Communication is important in all kinds of relationships, in all kinds of areas of our lives. And so what happens when we are open and honest about what we're thinking about, how we're being impacted by something that's going on? Well, we give the other person an opportunity to clarify for us what's going on. We also have an opportunity for ourselves to learn something about ourselves. Because in the interaction, in the exchange of communication, the other person has also some information to impart. We may be misreading a situation. We may not have it right. We may be making some assumptions. And the only way to really know that is to have communication and is to tell the truth and be open and honest about what you're really thinking, about what you're seeing and what you're experiencing. And so because Martha shared with Jesus how she was interpreting what was happening with Mary and him, then Jesus was able to assist her in getting a little more insight into her own thinking and her own emotions. And so Martha then has an opportunity to grow, right? But then look at what he says further. He tells Martha, there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Now, Jesus does not say clearly what that one thing is, or some translations say that Mary has chosen the better part. Jesus doesn't zero in on what that better part is. But what is clear is that Martha was distracted. Martha was worrying. Martha wasn't focused. Now, what happens when we worry? When we worry, we're not in the here and now. We're not in the present moment. But Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, was focused on the here and now. She was focused on what was happening in her midst. Jesus was in her midst, and she was taking advantage of the opportunity. She was taking advantage of the here and now. So often, our relationships lack healthy communication because we're distracted, because we're worried, because we're focusing on yesterday, or we're focusing on tomorrow. We're thinking what this person did to us before, and we're thinking about how we're going to handle it tomorrow. And so we're not able to stay present in the here and now. We're not able to stay attentive to what the other person is even talking about. But Jesus says that Mary has chosen the better part. Perhaps that means that Mary has decided, and she has decided, Martha, just like you had an opportunity to decide, but Mary has decided that she's going to focus on the here and now. I'm with her right now. I'm here in her presence. I'm here teaching. I'm here talking. I'm here illuminating. I'm here teaching her things that she couldn't get or learn from anybody but me. She's in the here and now. See, when we're not in the here and now, we miss important information. We miss important relationships. We miss important wisdom when we're not in the here and now. But Mary was in the here and now, unlike Martha. But at the same time, I want to look at this. Now, so Martha, the text says, is distracted. She's worrying. But she's also being very expressive. She's sharing her feelings. She's sharing her thoughts, right? She's sharing her anxieties. She's not keeping it bottled up and locked up inside. But what about Mary? Mary is listening. She's not expressing. She's not talking. She's listening. Now, there's a place for both of those in healthy communication. There's a place for healthy and truthful expression, and there is a place for genuine, attentive listening. So both of these women have something to teach us about communication. Communication doesn't involve just expressing, and communication doesn't involve just listening. There is an exchange of expression and listening. Jesus demonstrated both of those. Jesus' listening was attentive, so attentive that he was able to dig deep and understand that Martha had some other issues. She had some deeper things going on here. And maybe Mary had always been criticized for not listening enough. I don't know. But this day, she chose. This day, Mary chose to sit and listen. This may have been the first time in a long time that Mary was listening and not talking. But at the same time, Mary, you need to talk. You need to express how you feel, what you think. It must be a two-way street. Expressing our concerns, expressing our cares, but also listening. So what happens? Maybe Mary was not the kind of sister that could take constructive criticism, because there's a reason that Martha goes to Jesus and tells Jesus, "Now you go tell Mary to help me." Martha, why didn't you go tell Mary? She's your sister. She's the one you have an issue with. You go tell her. I don't know. But there's some blockage there. There's some reason why Martha didn't feel comfortable enough or didn't want to tell her sister directly. That happens a lot in communication. In communication that is unhealthy, we have an issue, we have a problem, and we tell everybody but the right body. We tell everybody except the one that we have the issue with. But being healthy and communicating in a healthy way means that we develop the courage to be direct, to go to the person that we have the issue with. Now, here's the thing. Our responsibility is not how they respond to our sharing or expressing, right? We have no control over how another person responds to the truth that we tell them. Our responsibility is just to tell them. Now, we must be respectful and we must have compassion. And so what that means is it may take us, you know, an hour or two, a day, maybe even to calm down if we've been hurt, to maybe pray about it for certain, pray over it and ask God to give us the words and ask God to help the other person have the right frame of mind to receive what we're going to say. But assuredly, we must go to the other person and communicate with them how we feel about what they have done and that it is impacting us in a certain kind of way. What usually happens when people are able to have those kinds of healthy dialogues is that the relationship becomes stronger. You begin to understand each other better and your communication is better. And that is some of what I see in this text as relates to healthy communication. I think Jesus modeled it for us, because look what Jesus didn't do. Jesus didn't run and tell Mary what Martha was saying. Jesus said, "I'm not going to do it. She's chosen the better part. It will not be taken away from her. I can imagine Jesus saying, "I'm not going to criticize her or tell her or try to make her do something that she chose not to do. She chose not to go in the kitchen and help you, Martha. That was her choice. She has a right to choose. And Martha, so did you." Those of you listening, we have a right to choose our behavior. And sometimes the behavior of others, of other people that we love, is not behavior that we like or we even appreciate. But they have a right to choose how they want to behave. They have a right to choose how they want to live and act. And if it bothers us to the point of affecting or impacting our relationship with them, then we have a responsibility, particularly those of us who are disciples of Jesus Christ, we have a responsibility to express to them how their behavior impacts us. Now, that takes some maturity, doesn't it? Because the easy thing is just to say, oh, forget about it. Because we're afraid. We're afraid of their response. Yes, we are. That's why we don't tell. That's why we keep it inside. That's why we let it eat away at us. That's how bitterness develops. Because there is something that someone did or said, and we interpreted it in a way that has now caused us, because we didn't say anything about it, it has caused us to develop a root of bitterness. That's why healthy communication is so important. And bitterness leads to anger, and anger leads to wrath. And it's, you know, when these emotions are not checked, when they're not dealt with, it creates more problems than we know what to do with. And so I hope you will read this passage some more and see what you might be able to find in it. See how it may help you in your communication. Or you might find something else in this text. There's a lot that can come out of this passage, but this particular time, I was focused on, I noticed the communication in it. And I know I'm trying to be more effective in my communication, and so I hope you are too. Thank you for joining me this evening, Dr. Irie Session at KEBN Radio. I hope to hear from you or get back to you next week when I'll be here again. I just want you to know that I love you, but God loves you more. And always remember, you are necessary. God bless.